Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. And the big one coming up this weekend, Vanderbilt heads to Tuscaloosa to take on the Crimson Tide. Joe, I will let you do the honors.
Last time Vanderbilt beat Alabama in Alabama was 1984, and our next guest was the starting linebacker on that team. Let's welcome in one of my favorite people in the world, Chris Gaines, to the show. Chris, how are you, and thanks for doing this, my man.
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys?
We're doing good. All right, let's talk about – we'll talk about this current Vanderbilt team, but what do you remember about 1984, about going down there when nobody thought you guys could beat Alabama and you absolutely went down there and kicked their butt?
Man, it was kind of the same situation, Joe. We were 3-0 at the time, going into Tuscaloosa, ending up playing really well, beating Alabama there. It was a shock to everybody. And we were 4-0 coming back home, and then we went on a losing streak and ended up 5-6 for the season. So the season didn't end well, but that early start was pretty impressive.
Yeah, when you go down there, and you've been in those games, when nobody thinks you got a chance, you're playing the mighty Alabama, and you walk off that field victorious, what was that feeling like?
Well, it was huge, and, you know, I think we had the attitude that they've got now, and that is, you know, we can beat anybody. We deserve to be here. We're prepared. We put the work in, and we're going to go out and make it happen. I think that was the attitude we had that day, and we were able to accomplish it.
Chris, what was the pregame speech like by Coach McIntyre?
Well, you know, at that time, you know, we were ranked and, you know, we had a chance to really do something very special. So it was really about, you know, the preparation that we've done. This game's not too big for us. We deserve to be here and we can go out there and beat this team. And that's what we're going to do.
What do you remember about your quarterback was Kurt Page, right?
Yeah, Kurt Page. Yeah.
What do you remember about playing with him? I know Kurt very well.
Man, I love Kurt. I always thought a lot of Kurt and had a lot of respect for him. He was a tremendous talent and, you know, very dedicated to the sport, and he was tough. You know, I like a quarterback that's got a little fire, that's got leadership, and that's the way Pavia is right now. That's the way he's playing. That's the attitude he has, and Kurt Page had that same type attitude.
We've said that the thing with Pavia is Vanderbilt has not just the quarterback, but has a personality, a player that they truly have never had before. And in today's climate with college athletics, how important that is, because you're getting all these eyeballs on the Commodores. Do you see it that way too?
I do. And I think Pavia, you know, deserves a ton of credit for, you know, what he's doing, and not just for himself, but what he's doing for the Vanderbilt community and the leadership and the toughness and the energy that he plays with. It's just contagious. And, you know, I say this often because people ask me about Pavia and what I think about him. The first thing I say is just throw out the measurables, throw out the height, throw out the arm strength. Whatever you think he is, he's a winner, and he's tough. And he makes people around him better. That's what leaders do. That's what champions do. And that's what he is.
We're talking to former Vanderbilt All-American linebacker Chris Gaines on the Chasing Big Joe show. Chris, Chase had a good point earlier about this new charter, uncharted territory for Vanderbilt. They go down there, beat him. They're 6-0. And it could change the narrative. And Clark Lee, and I know you know Clark, has seen it all. As a fan, as a player, as a coach, he's seen those bad times. What would – talk about the job he's doing, but what would this mean for the overall if Vanderbilt can go down there, Chris, and knock off this team the way Vanderbilt is right now? What would that mean for the national narrative?
Well, I mean, it would absolutely be huge. You know, the big thing's recruiting, NIL and all that, how much it will help with that. You're going to get a national spotlight. You're going to have eyeballs across the country on you, millions of people watching game day in this game, and this is a chance to take it to another level. And that's what Clark Lee's prepared them for. And, you know, really, Joe, I was over there the other day for the South End Zone ceremony, and I was just very impressed with the chancellor, the athletic director, Clark Lee. They all spoke, and they all believe in the mission. And there's tremendous support from the chancellor and Candace, the AD, and Clark Lee. He's got a plan. He's executing that plan. They're being diligent in their work ethic and their preparation. They're making it happen. And win against Alabama will completely change the scope of Vanderbilt football.
Chris, the Alabama players don't like Pavia. He ruined their season and their offseason. They've talked all offseason about stopping him. Can you get so invested in stopping somebody that you don't stop him? Does that make sense? Like, you know you're going to do it, but you're mentally, you're there, but physically you're just not there because you've overthink and overthought this. Can that be a factor in Vanderbilt's favor on Saturday?
It can, but I just think the offensive coordinator has been brilliant in his play calling and his scheming and a lot of motion, a lot of things to look at and prepare for. So it's very difficult to really focus on Pavia because the way they run their offense and free people up, he's got so many options that it makes it very difficult on a defense. And so I think the key to the game is, you know, they got to get some early momentum and score some points, and they got to control the time of possession and turnovers. And on defense, they can't give up big chunk plays. And I think they can do that. I think they will do that, and that's what they're preparing for.
Chris Gaines is with us. Chris, I, you know, lived here my whole life, and I had two choices with college teams when I was born, and I went with the black and gold and have been, you know, since I was a young kid. And so to see them have the success that they have now is really special for me. But I feel like that we're slowly seeing, and you mentioned, you know, the chancellor and the AD and Clark and all of that, that it's just the buy-in internally is finally where it needs to be for the athletics and in all sports to move forward. That's got to be special for you.
It's very special. And, you know, it's been a long time. And just the enthusiasm and excitement over there on game day, it's even different. And, you know, the way Vanderbilt is playing now, you don't want to play Vanderbilt. They're a tough team to beat. They're a tough out. And you've got to play to beat them. And that hasn't always been the case. And it hadn't been the case, you know, for many years throughout the history of Vanderbilt football. But to know that they're going to go out there, they're going to be prepared, they're going to play hard, they're going to fight, they're going to give you everything they got, that's exciting. And that's what fans rally around. That's what they want to see. And that's what creates the excitement.
Chris, how do you like the new upgrade to the stadium over there?
I love it, Joe. I tell you, the end zone, that south end zone is just really impressive. It's just a whole different atmosphere and vibe, and, you know, it's exciting, and it looks really good, and, you know, I think they've done a tremendous job, you know, creating these opportunities to move forward and grow this thing even bigger.
I love it. Hey, before we let you go, you and I one day in the Donaldson Y and the sauna had a great conversation about John Candy. You, for those that don't know, you played in Toronto in the CFL. You won a Grey Cup. John Candy was the owner, and you and him had a really special relationship, didn't you, Chris?
We really did, and, you know, there was four or five of us, Rocket Ismail, some other guys, that when we were on road trips and he flew in, he would call up to our hotel rooms and he would invite us to dinner. There were four or five of us, and he was the same in his movies as he was in person, just a super guy, super funny, just a very humble guy, and we had a blast with him. But it was our championship year. We won the Grey Cup in 1991, and we were in the championship parade downtown Toronto, and it just really shocked me. He pulled me aside into this tavern. It was called James Tavern. I'll never forget it. We sat at a booth, and he said, "Chris, you know, what do you plan to do now that you've retired?" And I said, "Well, outside of football, strength and conditioning is my passion, and I want to be a strength coach." And he said, "How would you like to be the first full-time head strength coach in Canadian football history?" And I said, "I would absolutely love it." And he hired me right there. I had no idea, didn't know what I was going to do. And so it was very nice of him, and you know, super appreciative.
Ah, what a great story. Chris, as always, man, thank you. You know, I think the world of you and your family. I appreciate your time, my man, and we'll catch
Likewise,
up soon.
Joe, Chase, thank you very much. Y'all have a great day. Appreciate
you too. Thank you, Chris. Chris Gaines joining us here on the program, former Vandy player and
strength coach. I did not know that. I knew the story, but I forgot the end part about being the first strength coach in the Canadian Football League.
That's
hired by
cool.
John Candy.
That's pretty cool.
Right,
that
man.
That is really cool. So good to talk to him. Coming up next, Paul Kuharsky has a really interesting story on his website that I want to bring up about ticket sales and – maybe how delusional the Titans organization truly is.
This is good.
This is fantastic. We will do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.